And this afternoon's Playhouse is an exciting new version of the story of Jack and the Beanstalk.
Halfdan! Come with me!
Ragnar!
We will go back to the hall for my friend Edmund.
I'm with you, Ragnar!
Oh, Edmund, I've wanted so much to be you.
How many beans is that, Jack?
One in your left hand.
Yes, and one?
In your right hand. Two.
Another in my left hand?
Fasten the shutter, Elfric.
And one more in my right hand.
And then you may leave us.
Four.
So, how many do I have?
Five.
Think what you're saying, Jack.
I am thinking. Elfric knows, don't you, Elfric?
Do I, Master Jack? Oh, I'm only your father's steward. Such sums are beyond my reckoning. Good night, milady.
You do.
Good night, Elfric.
My lord.
Now, pay attention to your father, Jack.
I am.
Father has two beans in his left hand and two in his right. So how many does he have?
Five.
Hush, me.
No, it's five.
It isn't.
Father's got one in his mouth.
Ragnar.
He has, Mother. He's teasing.
Hush, Jack.
He's got one in his mouth. Look.
Stay there, Edmund.
Uncle Ragnar!
You carry an axe in your friend's dining hall, Ragnar?
Uncle Ragnar! Father's hiding a bean in his mouth.
Guards!
Jack, come here!
Stop that. Hold Meg and Jack.
Ragnar, what are you doing?
Meg, do as he says.
But the boy!
Let me down! Let me go!
Ragnar's axe gained nothing lying idle.
Edmund!
Uncle Ragnar!
History of Jack and the Beanstalk by John Peacock. With Ken Stott, Bernard Hepton, Pat Haywood, Rowena Cooper, and Matthew Morgan as Jack.
Edgar, have you seen Jack?
Not this after, Meg. He was over this morning asking for work. But there's little enough of it to keep me busy these days. Mary?
What?
Have you seen Jack?
Oh, no, not today.
He was meant to take some milk over to Ned's, but he hasn't been there. I've got to get the milk to him or he won't let us have the flour.
Oh, you will too. Hunger's made him mean.
He's not hungry.
He will be soon. He's got not much left from what I hear.
First the men from the north and now God sends the drought to starve us all.
We'll have to get everything from Torksey next.
Yeah, if we could afford the prices.
Anyway, I haven't seen him. I'm sorry.
Oh, maybe the Lord knows where he is. I don't.
You looking for your Jack?
Why, have you seen him?
Maybe I have. Maybe I haven't.
I've no time for your riddles today, Griselda. Have you or haven't you?
No, but Jenny paid me a visit an hour ago. She was off to your cottage after him.
Thank you. What's he playing at? Jack? Jack, are you there?
Hush, Meg, please. What are you doing?
Getting his garter.
Shh. What do you want his garter for?
Now, I've nearly got it.
Well, hurry up. I've got to talk to him.
Shh, Meg. The spell won't work if he wakes up.
Spell? If all true love needed was two knotted garters.
Griselda told me.
Griselda? Four bairns and no husband. Spells haven't done much for her. She should try knotting a few garters herself.
I'll just slip it over his heel. Not a sound now. There. One of Jack's garters and one of mine. Tie them together three times and say, three times this knot I tie secure. Firm is the knot. Firm his love endure. There, Meg, 'tis done.
Whoa, give us a big kiss, Jenny. I love you, I love you, I love you.
You're horrid, you cheat.
Forever.
You were awake.
What?
All the time.
Shame on you, Jack, and shame on you, my girl, for sorcery. Where's the milk?
Milk?
Yes, the milk, the pail. Where is it? You said you'd do the milking.
I tried.
So why haven't you taken it to Ned?
There is none.
No milk? There's no milk. But there must be.
She didn't give any, no matter how I coaxed her.
I need the milk to give Ned in exchange for the flour.
I'm sorry.
Skylarking, sleeping.
It was my fault.
No milk, and all you can say is I'm sorry. I've used the last of the flour to make this loaf. She's giving no milk because there's no grass. 3 years of drought. We have no food, there's no grain left in the village. Handful of flour, enough for one loaf. And that's the end of it. She won't carve again.
Something will turn up.
Nothing will turn up. Things only happen because you make them happen and you do nothing.
It'll rain tomorrow. I feel it, Mother, you'll see. And Milky's been lying down all day. When a cow lies down, it means rain. Everyone knows that.
She's tired, hungry. Cows lie down because they're tired. And if it did rain, then what? Grass grows overnight, does it? Not all you know, you witless good-for-nothing. You spend all your time idling. If you had a job...
If I'm witless, how can I get a job?
Well, not by answering back, that much is for sure. It's no good. We'll have to sell her, and soon, before she starves to death. They say the streams still run over Torksey Way. If you set off at dawn, you'll reach Grassland by nightfall. You can let her graze and then sell her in the King's Market at Torksey on Saturday.
I have to sell Milky.
Oh, what else can we do? 18 years since we came to Mercia. We've had her 17 years. If your father could see us now...
What would he say, then?
What?
If he could see us now, what would my father say?
Oh, I meant nothing by it.
Does he know how old I am? Does he know he was my father?
But don't start on that.
Did he care?
The answer is the same as it always was.
No.
I can't answer you, Jack.
Why?
You remember nothing of your first 6 years, and you must thank God for that.
Oh.
But he was a good man. One of the best that ever lived on this earth. And it would break his heart to see how life has treated us.
Sometimes, just after I've gone to sleep, or maybe it's just before I wake up, I think I know. I hear a sound like the sea, and I remember wolves. A great hall. Something about wolves and music. Were there wolves, Mother?
There are always wolves.
Why can't you tell me?
Because I can't. Come now, this is no good. You must go to bed. I'll leave this dough to rise and settle Milky. You've been with us now. Ever since we left Wessex. Harmed no one.
Kept us in milk, cheese and butter when there was nothing else. Your calves have provided a roof over our head and food in our bellies. All those years I've unburdened my heart to you when I could tell no person. You've heard all the secrets, all the woes of my life. And what thanks have you got? Now we have to sell you so that you'll live and so that we'll live. Jack will find you a good home. Plenty of green grass and water, my girl. What thanks is this? But Meg does thank you. With all her heart.
Come on, Milky.
Have you got your bread?
Yes, Mother.
I'll unlatch the gate. Like you'll be able to buy food once you've... You know.
Yes.
And have your wits about you with the price. We need every penny we can get. Well then. Goodbye, Milky.
Come on, old girl.
And talk to no strangers.
No leaves, no grass, no water. I've eaten the bread. Oh, God knows what we'll do, Milky. Perhaps we should never have ventured forth. Maybe Mother was wrong and the whole of Mercia, all England, is without grass. Careful, girl! The ground's rock hard. Oh, can't stop now or we'll never know what's in the valley. What's that? Thick with robbers these days, Milky.
Don't look as if you're worth robbing to me.
My treasure's not to be found easily.
Oh, it's not, isn't it? Who are you, then? Haven't seen you around these parts before.
I'm Jack.
Your cow, is it?
My cow.
Fancy. Lad like you and a cow.
Not just a cow. Jack's cow.
Where are you taking her, then?
Where I go, she goes. Travel the world, we have. Milky and me.
Been to the moon and back, I suppose. All the men I've met say they've been to the moon and back. Nobody's offered to take me.
I'll take you.
Will you?
Yes. Now, if you like.
I've only just met you. Anyway, wherever it was you did go, you shouldn't have brought her here. There's no grass, no food at all. Not till you get down in the valley. Still, you wouldn't know about the drought, you being away for so long.
Like I said, she's no ordinary cow.
Lives on fresh air, does she? I bet you're no ordinary Jack, either. Let her rest a while, why don't you?
Oh, Milky, you can hold out a bit longer.
She's worn out.
Oh, just a bit tired.
A bit tired? So she's dying.
Resting. Sleep now, won't you, Milky?
Oh, look at the withers on her.
What's your name, then?
Poor thing. Gwen.
Gwen?
Yes, Gwen. On my way home from market... I got some cake, made it myself, it's fresh, this morning. You can have a bit if you like. A big piece with my curse or a small piece with my blessing.
I don't think you'd curse me, so I'll have a big piece.
Greedy, don't you be so sure.
Can I kiss you, Gwen?
I don't know about that.
Oh, go on, Gwen.
Have to think about it.
Oh, I haven't had a kiss from a pretty girl since... I can't remember when.
You liar.
I swear to God, it's the truth. I bet you taste sweet and all.
They say I do.
Who does?
Them's I've kissed before. And that cow's dying.
No, tired.
Better find her some food. Give her some of your cake.
You gave it to me. Let's have a kiss, Gwen.
But I...
Come on.
No. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, you're all crumbs.
There.
What about the cow?
There. Oh, Gwen.
Jack.
Let me. Let me. Oh, I love you, Gwen. Let me.
Oh, Jack, no. Oh,
that's lovely.
Oh, no.
Oh, Milky, you're covered in flies.
Go on, go away, shoo. Oh.
I don't know what it is with me, old girl. Can't be trusted, can I, eh? Grass in the valley, look. I can see it from here. Even a little stream yonder. Oh, if I'd carried on while you were able, you'd be eating now and strong. And what do? One pretty maid, when the blood's hot, I have to. Well, I sent her packing now. Should have sent her before. Oh, don't leave me. I couldn't help it. Don't go and die on me. Can you not get on your feet? Come on, lass. One try. I'll never let you down again, I promise. Oh, damn your soul in hell, then. I want no more to do with you. Lie there and die.
Good evening, young squire.
Good day to you.
And where may you be going?
Talksy.
To the market, eh?
To sell Milky here, and I mean to make a good bargain.
So you will. So you will. You look the sort of chap for it. I bet you know how many beans make five.
Two in each hand and one in my mouth.
Just so. Just so. Well, here they are. So give us your cow.
What? My cow for five common beans? Not if I can help it.
But they aren't common beans. If you plant these beans overnight, by morning, like the tree of Yggdrasil, they will have grown up right into the very sky. All riches and knowledge could be yours, if you have the mind for it.
Did you say right into the very sky?
Right up into the very sky. It's a good bargain, Jack. And as fair play's a jewel. If they don't, why, meet me here tomorrow evening and you shall have your cow back again. How? Will that please you?
Right as a trivet. Two in each hand and one in my mouth. And if what you say isn't true, I shall get Milky back tomorrow evening.
That's what I said and what I'll do. Now, help me down.
Here. How will we get her into your cart?
Don't worry about that. You go on your way.
You'll never lift her yourself.
I've food and water enough in my cart.
There you are, Milky. I told you everything will be fine.
The victuals are for me while I'm waiting.
Waiting?
A cow is difficult to carry. Beef is easier. The deal is made.
Milky, I...
Goodbye, Jack. A deal is made.
Mustn't think about it. Didn't know he was a butcher. What's done is done and can't be undone. A deal's a deal. I'll think of something else. Starving. And what do I have? Five beans. Two in each hand and one in my mouth. Two in each hand and one... in my mouth. Tastes like an ordinary bean. Why did I do it? Milky!
Oh, it took you long enough. I've been watching out of the window since sunset. I couldn't sleep, not a wink. Half expected to see you dragging Milky behind you. And Jenny's been mooning around here after you. What kept you so long?
The market was busy.
Was it? I'm glad some people have so much left to barter. What was it like then, the King's Market?
Oh, a sight to behold. Stalls everywhere with bright coloured canopies. And so many rich, grand people.
And us, Jack. Are we rich? Well, in a small way.
We'll be the richest of them all, Mother.
And Milky?
Oh, Milky was grand. The best cow for sale. There were others, brindled black ones, but everybody wanted her. I led her into the market square. We'd rested, you see. Beyond the hill, we came upon a green, green valley. There was a clear, cool stream babbling music through it, with water so clear you could count every pebble on the bottom. You could see every tadpole. She drank her fill. I gave her my bread and she ate it, together with the sweetest grass this side of Avalon. She slept, me beside her, my hand on her belly. And I promise you, Mother, when we walked into that market square, there was no finer animal to be seen. Well, so pleased she'd have given milk if I'd tried.
Oh, you did her well, Jack.
Yes.
You got a good price for her.
A good price.
Shall we eat? Did you get £5? Not 10.
What?
You didn't get 10?
No.
Oh, if you keep me waiting any longer, I'll box your ears.
Better than that.
Better than 10?
I got these.
Beans?
Magic beans.
Magic beans? What are you talking about, magic beans?
They're magic beans.
They're runner beans.
They're not ordinary runner beans.
Oh, don't play games with me, you're witless. How much did you get for her?
If you plant these overnight, by morning, like the tree of Yggdrasil, they will have grown up right into the very sky.
No, Jack, they're beans. For ordinary beans. And they'll grow as high as the door if we're lucky. And if this weather keeps up with no rain, they'll wither before they're knee-high.
He was telling me the truth, Mother. I know when a man lies. All riches and knowledge can be mine, if I have the mind for it.
You've no mind, not for anything. No brain, not the brain you were born with. If you really believe that, then you're a fool. Was the walk too much for you, eh? Where is she? Did you ever go to market?
Yes.
Left in some ditch to fend for herself, I shouldn't doubt.
That's not true.
Get out of my sight. I don't want you here. Get out of my sight. Go up to your room. Go anywhere. Just leave me. Life is hard enough to bear, God knows. That animal was all we had. Years of caring and giving us milk. Keeping us alive when we had no food. And what value did you place on her? Four beans. Well, my son or not, I wouldn't give one bean for you, Jack. Not one single ordinary bean. Take them.
No!
You might as well have killed her for meat. How could you? How could you?
Mother, don't!
How could you?
Have faith in me, I'll plant one, you'll see.
Cows and beans. What does it matter? Three beans under my pillow, and the one I planted in the garden. So even if they're four ordinary beans, well, there's more food year in, year out than we get from the money for Milky. This year, four beans. Next year, we plant 100 harvested beans. It's got to rain sometime. We'll have a forest of beans. And then we'll go to the King's Market and sell our beans, and we'll be rich. With enough money to buy 2 cows. Anyway, it's no matter. What the old man said is true. I believed him. And tomorrow, all riches and knowledge will be mine. So dark. There's no light through the shutters. Oh, stupid cockerel. Stupid. A beanstalk. Right up into the very sky. Mother!
Don't go, Jack, please. We were so close, always so close. It's being poor that's brought us to where we are. Don't let's argue. I didn't mean the things I said.
Who was my father?
Jack.
Who? Always so close. Always so honest. But not in the thing that really matters.
I can't tell you.
Is there anyone who can? Then I shall go.
No, please.
What's the use of staying? I can do no good here, can I? Not in your eyes. All I do is wrong. I'll never live up to the good man my father was. Since the gap between us is so wide. I knew long ago I'd never bridge it. So I gave up trying. And I wonder, was he really such a good man? Or is it all in your head? Maybe he was no better than me. Maybe he was worse. But I'll never know the truth, will I? Because you won't even tell me his name.
Jack! Jack! My heart will break.
Do you think I care?
Serve you right if you fall.
See you now, Mother. Clouds are closing in. Can't see anything. It's all so far away. Nothing but birds for company. Mist, clouds, wet. Blink, barren, cold, of rest, hungry, must rest. Not a house in sight, Jack. No sign of life. Is this the way to all riches and knowledge? I must go on. Imagining, Jack. Oh, sleep. You must sleep. Sleep.
Sleep. Take strength, Jack. Sleep a while.
Who are you?
I'm your keeper. Your guardian, as I used to be your father's. I've waited for you for 18 years since he died.
You knew my father?
He was a good man. But now, I am yours.
Why? He was selfless, kind. I should be alone and lost, as I deserve. My whole life I have done what I wanted, with no thought for anyone but myself. Unfaithful in love? I can't be faithful to anyone, not even Jenny. And a bad son to my mother. I know I'll never see them again. And the beans. I sold Milky for meat. I keep hopeful I will change, but I fool myself. And however broad I smile, however easily I laugh, I know there will always be a still small voice within me. And always, Always in the middle of the night before the cock crows that will cry, Milky, for meat.
Tears are no good. Everything in life must be paid for. And, after all, the beans were magic. It was a good bargain.
How do you know about the beans?
I am all things. Can be all things. Look at me.
Why?
Well, you look the sort of chap for it. I bet you know how many beans make five.
What?
Just so. Just so. Well, here they are. So give us your cow. If you plant these beans overnight, by morning, like the tree of Yggdrasil, they will have grown up right into the very sky. All riches and knowledge could be yours.
If you have the mind for it.
You with the old man?
Yes.
And Milky, what happened to her?
A deal was made. A lesson was learnt. And there are more lessons to be learnt before you find peace. And you will find peace. And you will be faithful to Jenny. You will be a good son. And even with all my sorcery, you would never again sell Milky for meat.
But who was my father? Who am I?
Go on your way, Jack, towards the light of Ragnar. Whether it be the light of heaven or the flames of hell, follow your heart, and you will find all knowledge. But remember, the things that happen at the top of the beanstalk, you must never divulge to anyone until you have avenged the death of your father.
His name? What was my father's name?
Edmund of Wessex.
Edmund of Wessex. A light ahead, Jack. First the left foot, and then the right. The light of heaven? Left foot. Right foot. Or the flames of hell.
Go away.
I'm hungry.
Go away.
I'm cold.
No one is welcome.
I need rest and warmth. Please help me. Open your door to me.
I can't help you.
I'll die if you don't. Have mercy on me, please.
You'll find no mercy here. Never. For so long have I seen a human being near this house of their own free will. You must go. Oh,
some bread, please.
It's food you want, is it? It's food you'll be if you don't move off from here. Do you not know who keeps this castle?
Ragnar.
Who are you?
I am Jack, son of Edmund of Wessex.
Edmund's son. Elfric! Come, quickly, take my arm. This boy says he is Edmund's son.
Huh? Master Jack?
Quickly, take him to the dungeons, out of the master's way. Hide him there till I can get him food.
This way, Master Jack.
We'll put him with the boy for the roast.
Wait there, Master Jack. I'll bring you food.
Mm.
I'm Tom. But here they call me Jack. And you're a Jack. I heard the old man say so.
Good morrow, Tom.
What's your God-given name?
Jack.
It don't matter. You can tell me.
It's true. My name is Jack. I'm Jack, son of Edmund of Wessex.
It don't matter. That's who we all have to answer to.
No, but I... I mean it.
I've got some food if you want it. Every day they bring me food. Meats and pies and chitlins and birds they catch from skies below. I try not to eat it. I know what'll happen. I know all Jacks go to the kitchen when they've got a bit of lard about them. But I was starving, so I ate. There is some left over if you want it.
All Jacks? Where are the others?
I'm the last. T'others went before me. Dungeons filled with mams, dads and sisters who were taken away from their homes and brought here with us. Folk are getting canny. They hide all their lads now when they hear him coming. But they say Ragnar's got canny and all. He sends his guards out in dead of night, dressed up as travellers and priests and such like, to steal Jacks from their beds. They say Ragnar will eat me on the next Sunday. They say I'm the next roast. What will they do to me, Jack? What will it be like? How will it be? On Sunday. Roasted.
It will be like any other day. And no one will eat you. No one will roast you.
Ragnar will.
No one will. People don't eat people.
Everyone knows that Ragnar eats folk. Only fools are caught.
Jack?
Yes?
Master Jack. You're to come with me.
Goodbye, Tom.
If you caught the real Jack, maybe all this misery would end. Either Jack would kill him or be eaten. And that would be an end to it.
Never tell anyone your name.
Am I truly the real Jack?
Aelfric, have you got him? What are you doing? Oh. Ragnar wants the Tomjack in the nursery.
You've come here unbidden and don't know what danger you're in. God makes meat, but the devil makes cooks. Take this food and hide in the oven. Inside. I do this for Meg and Edmund.
I'd rather...
I ask for Jack.
No time to waste. Eat and rest as best you may. Oh, Jack, let me remember things as they were. As I was. Don't make me open my eyes to what I have become.
But I don't remember what you were.
Aelfric.
Milady.
I must take the Tomjack to Ragnar. Get the prisoners their food.
Yes, Milady.
Master Jack.
What? Who is it? Go away!
I must talk with you.
Go away, leave me.
It's Aelfric, Master Jack. Let me speak with you.
No.
I knew your father.
A word then.
You don't remember me. I was your father's steward in Wessex. You were but a boy, so high. Oh, the Wessex days. How they haunt me. To see what we have all become. We thought good would conquer all. We were so sure in our godliness, with our books and our learning, trusting. We saw no evil until it destroyed us. Oh, your poor father.
I don't want to hear. That is over. I must deny my birthright. You said so.
Yes.
My name even.
For the past 18 years, Ragnar has sought to kill you. Every boy that could be the son of Edmund has seen the dungeons, tasted fear, been feasted upon.
How many boys has he killed in my name?
Well, Master Jack, I...
So many. If he had found me 18 years ago, he would have killed me then.
And that would have been an end to it.
Maybe.
If I offered myself to him now?
He could never stop the mill wheel of guilt and self-loathing to which he is bound. He believes that feeding on innocence will make him innocent. The feasts of the boy Jacks have become as holy to Ragnar as the breaking of bread. The reason is long forgotten. The eating is all.
And you have served such a man all these years?
I served him in the present with this old heart beating in the past. He offered me life in his service, or death. I chose life, and have many a time wished I had chosen otherwise, living with the horrors of this place. Here, take this, Jack. This token was given to me by your father. It belonged to him. I wore it in his service here. I'll wear it round your neck.
No, no, I can't wear it.
Wear it and kill the giant. Help us if you can. Not for my sake. My life is nearly ended. But for those in the dungeons. Kill the giant. Let's go now. Remember, wait until he sleeps, then flee. Save yourself, if no other. God be with you.
Out of my way, Elfric.
What is it? What do you want, you and your snoop butt, Snoop Ben?
Wife, I smell fresh meat. I smell him, wife. I smell him. Be he alive or be he dead, I'll grind his bones to make my bread.
Oh. My dear, it is nothing but the people in the dungeon.
Snook, but Snook, Ben.
I can smell nothing.
I can.
Come away from there. I want to put this pie on to cook.
I want to eat now.
This is for tomorrow. Today's supper is ready. Be still, Jack.
I can smell flesh.
Why, of course. It's the boy you caught last month. How forgetful I am. I had him in here with me, feeding him up. Nothing but a bone bag. Oh, how forgetful. And how foolish you are.
What?
Not to know the difference between live and dead after all these years. Sit down, and I'll get your cold beef. Cold beef was Edmund's favorite.
I like cold beef.
That's why you're having it tonight.
But it's not my favorite.
You shall have the little boy on Sunday.
Wanted bags of gold and silver.
They're so heavy, I could scarcely carry them.
Useless woman, here, take that.
Ow!
Ben. Look, but are you sniveling? Get out! Edmund's wife never sniveled.
Edmund never hit her.
Get out! Look. But. Look. Ben. 4, 5, 6, 7. Nine.
Be brave. Braver than you've ever been. No shaking. Oh, get something. A knife, anything. Now's the time. Kill him now, Jack. He's too big. Take his gold. Take his silver. That'll teach him. I will kill him. I'll come back. For father, for the boys, for mother, I'll kill him. But just for now, I'll take the coins and run.
Too heavy, and they're coming apart. I'll drop them. They'll only land in the garden.
From heaven. Even old Arthur, who got one in the head.
Beyond me here.
But he's all right now, aren't you, Arthur?
I am, yay. What are you spending it on, Arthur?
On a good woman.
That knock must have addled your brain.
Grace is getting her a new piglet.
Thank you, Jack.
And we'll all have a good belly full of food. Twice a day, the likes of which we thought we'd never eat again. And with care, the goal is see us through till this accursed drought is over. Our thanks to you, Jack, to Mistress Meg from all of us here. And now we're going on to the green, if you can call it that. It's so dry. We put up the maypole, and we're going to have a dance.
It's Sunday tomorrow, make you your merriest.
The hero of the village with a face down to your knees.
I've got to go back, Jenny.
Where?
The land at the top of the beanstalk.
You can't go back. The beanstalk's withered.
I'll grow another then, but I have to.
Why?
I can't tell you that, but I must. You have to trust me.
You don't want any more money. However you got it, we have enough. Where did you get it, Jack?
I can't say.
You can't be honest with the girl you're going to marry.
I haven't lied to you.
You haven't told me the truth. Did you steal it?
No. I do love you, you know. I came back for you.
Did you? Just for me?
Yes. And I do want to marry you.
Then you'll have to tell me where you got the money.
I see.
If I guess. Is it magic? Did you earn it? Did you steal it?
I've got to go home.
Perhaps it was nothing to do with you. Perhaps you're not a hero after all. Did it just fall from the skies?
Good night, Jenny.
I'll lie with you, Jack.
Don't.
We have everything.
I'm no hero. Not while there are giants to kill.
Give me your shirt and I'll wash it with these. What's that around your neck?
Nothing.
Come on, let me see.
No.
Move your hand. What is it?
Mother. Very well. You shall see it.
Where did you get this? It belonged to...
Who?
That's not fair. You know, don't you?
The questions you ask me are not fair either.
I'll not sleep until I know how you came by this.
We must both keep our secrets. Bide our time.
Oh, Jack. I worry so much. You're going away again, aren't you?
Tomorrow is Sunday.
You don't have to say. I can tell.
I have to get some sleep.
Jack.
Why out here in the biting cold?
There is nothing I can do. I stand at the door on his feast days, for I cannot bear to hear the cries of the boy Jacks. And there is nothing I can do.
Leave here with me, Elfric, today.
Who else would they have? Besides, there's no escape for me. Wherever I went, he'd find me. He'd catch me and he'd kill me. Sometimes I think I'm no better than him. I stand by. I watch him. I know everything that he does. I've seen the evil take over him, grow and transform him into the giant he now is. The children he kidnaps, the fathers, the mothers, he brings here, and oh, my dear God, the killing. And the eating, thinking that by devouring Jack's heart he will encompass his soul and the goodness of his father. I know what he does. I don't stop him.
And today he will feast on Tom?
You, if he could.
But Tom is still alive.
Yes. And why have you come back to this hell?
To save Tom and learn about my father. I will have no peace in my life otherwise. Where is Tom?
He is under lock and guard in Frigga's chamber. I will take you to your old nursery. If you want to help the boy, you must wait until he is taken to the kitchens. Walking these passageways with you, I see your father at every turn. The shields and weapons here on the wall were all his. Untouched, unused, but... Oh, against the Norsemen.
And this is like being in my father's home.
Oh, his home was full of love, kindness, benevolence. As different from this place as chalk from cheese. Appearance was the same, but an ape's an ape, a varlet's a varlet, though they be clad in silk or scarlet. Every room from the cellar to the chapel is as Edmund's manor, though soaked in evil. Even to the warning beacon for ships, though there is no sea here. And this is as your nursery was. The chimney links the whole castle, everywhere the prisoners' voices. Ragnar won't be back before nightfall. Till then, you are safe here. Gather your strength and your courage. I'll be back when Frigga sends for the Tomjack. Stay here. Rest well. I will lock the door after me.
Bed, the chair, the table, the hobby horse. Oh.
Ride your horse, Jack.
I remember.
Lots of mercy, not so fast, will you?
Mother.
That's the way.
Who do you think you are?
I am Eva. I'm Eva the Boneless.
A Norseman?
Your face, Father.
Oh, Jack.
I cannot remember your face.
Wouldn't you rather be King Alfred, a good man?
I want a raven banner whose black wings flap when I wing my victory.
Who's been telling you about Eva?
Uncle Ragnar. He'd rather be Eva. I know it.
No, you don't.
I know it.
Now stop that. Now.
Why?
Oh, hush, Jack.
If my son can't ride a horse with a pure heart, then he'll ride no horse at all.
All right. I'll ride no horse at all.
And all these years, Father, I have ridden no horse at all. Come back. Don't go. I want to remember.
Gentle, Jack. Dry your eyes. I will help you. See? The magic harp that was your father's. In the nursery that was yours. No longer cold, but warm. Pick up the harp. It is yours to command now. Remember.
I can't.
Remember. Remember how your father took it in his arms?
Yes.
What did he say?
Play, harp? Play?
Through the sixth year of your boyhood, he you called Uncle Ragnar the Viking fed you his evil.
Hunger is the mother of all vices.
Hush! In front of the boy.
That is blasphemy, Ragnar.
If I were to lock up Jack here in a cage with a wild animal, a wolf, would you be happier if the wolf were hungry or well fed? What do you say, Meg?
Uncle Ragnar, I...
We don't want to know what you think.
Clearly, Ragnar, I love my son and I would rather the wolf were well fed.
Well, men are like wolves. No different from any other living creature. Hunger makes them fierce. Hunger makes them rob and murder and thieve. Take 100 good, kind Christian men and shut them up in a prison cell... Make them hungry, soon they would be transformed. You might get one, a saint, who would sacrifice himself for his fellow villagers, but the other 99, why, they would soon become dreadful varlets. Jack, capable of anything to satisfy their hunger.
What would they do then?
They would kill their friend for a crust of bread, and if there were no crust... They would eat each other.
One would think, to hear you talk, that you took pleasure in the fact.
No. But there is a remedy. A cure against such a canker. And you have found it, Edmund.
And what is that?
Gold. To combat the vice of poverty and hunger, there is only one weapon. Gold. If the good Lord sent an angel to earth to rid the world of evil... Do you know what he would do, Jack?
No, Uncle Ragnar.
He would make gold.
Then there'll be no hungry wolves.
That's right.
Oh.
I envy you your gold, Edmund. I too would be God's angel on earth. I too would become a Christian.
Because of my gold?
Through that door is the chapel where you sang at Ragnar's baptism. Remember, Jack?
And dost thou believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Roman Church, the communion of saints, the remission of sins, the resurrection of the flesh, and everlasting life after death?
I remember.
All this I steadfastly believe.
Wilt thou be baptized in this faith?
That is my desire.
I baptize thee, Ragnar, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. We receive Ragnar into the congregation of Christ's flock, and do sign him with the sign of the cross.
And from then on, Ragnar saw himself as God's angel on earth?
All he thought he needed was wealth, but he mistook the light of heaven for the flames of hell. This chapel is where you were concealed the night of your father's death. Here, behind the altar screen, while Ragnar's guards scoured the countryside for you.
What happened to my father? Wait! What happened? Fricka.
Share good. The Tom Jack.
Mm-hmm.
Share God. Please, I pray you hear me. Help me save the Tom Jack.
No. What? No. Man. Why?
Show me what to do. Help me. Help Ragnar. Oh, blessed God. To show Ragnar the healing of Aegon, the good way. Forgive him.
Jack, no!
Forgive me. Give me strength to do what is right. Visa me. Show Ragnar Edmund's way. Please, God.
Freya, where is Jack, son of Edmund?
Tom Jack. He's ready.
What are you doing here?
Praying.
For what? There'll be no answer. This God is not your God.
Oh, Ragnar, I will pray to any God who might listen.
You weren't baptized.
No.
You don't worship a Christian God. Odin and Freya and Thor are not a Christian God. This is my church. This is my God. This is my Christ.
Not yours.
I was baptized. Was I not baptized?
Oh, Ragnar, that doesn't make him yours.
Like Edmund. Like Meg.
Not theirs alone.
Like Jack. Like the great King Alfred. Did I not say the words?
Yes, you said the words.
Was I not sprinkled with holy water?
Yes, I know, and I was not.
Did I not slay for him? What more can I do to prove I am his follower? Frigga! Snoke, but Snoke, men. Life!
Ragnar, no!
Snoke, but Snoke. Ben, I am more than Edmund.
No.
And you are less than Meg.
You live in deceit. You have no heart.
I will have Jack's heart. Edmund was the noblest. Edmund was the godliest. I wanted so much to be him. I took his wealth, but I needed his heart. Jack is his son. If I cannot have Edmund's heart, then to be the noblest, to be the godliest, I will have his. Would you deny me?
Oh, remember, Jack. How you taught him at your knee, how you loved him as your own son. How you told him of the tree of Yggdrasil, with its roots in hell and its topmost branches in heaven.
But all men loved Edmund. I wanted so much to be him.
And like Edmund, you stopped being a warrior. You threw away the raven banner of Ivar. You talked, as Edmund did, of scholarly things, of goodness, of knowledge. You took his possessions.
On the night of the storm, I should have given myself a heart. What more could I do to prove myself a Christian?
Tell me to let the Tomjack go. If you tell me that, then I will believe this chapel of yours is like Edmund's chapel. That this is the house of the true God and that you are a Christian.
What were you praying for?
To let the Tomjack live.
You think my God will answer your prayer?
He might, Ragnar.
Do you think I will let the Tomjack live?
I have been given hope.
Where is the Tomjack?
In the kitchen.
Roast him.
What happened to my father? What happened on the night of the storm?
What happened? But
you must tell me.
There's no time if you want to save the Tomjack. He has already been taken to the kitchen. I will stay and keep watch for Frigga.
Hail, Frigga. Believe me, I will be back. I will kill giants. Tom. Tom. He's not here.
Hello, Dad.
You've come back.
Let me untie you.
I thought.
Never mind. It's all right.
Jack,
help me with the ropes around your feet.
There's a hen here.
A hen?
Frigga says it lays golden eggs.
A hen that lays golden eggs?
You think it does? Hens don't lay golden eggs. There, come on.
Take it with you.
Why don't you?
Can you get to your feet?
You'll never have to bother again. You deserve it.
He's gone.
Leave it. Be quick. You've saved my life, haven't you? I could never give you out, but you could take this chicken from me.
Leave it, Tom.
No. Why?
Don't touch it.
Stop. Save yourself, Elfrid. Go. The key to the outer door, Tom. On the lintel.
You, son of Edmund, back here? What are you doing with the Tomjack?
You were going to kill him.
What choice do I have?
The same as me, Frigga. But I chose to free him.
Put him back.
No.
And the hen. Ragnar's hen!
No.
I asked you not to make me look at what I am doing. I saved your life. If you go, you will condemn me.
Then come with us.
And if I call Ragnar?
We will die.
I must. Please.
Pick up the hen, Tom. Mm. Now, open the door.
But
open it.
There won't be time. He'll catch you. Jack, son of Edmund, please. Take what you will, but not the Tomjack.
Tom, do as I bid. Our lives are with you.
You don't know what you're asking. I will give you the time it takes to cook a roast.
Beanstalk! Here, take my arm. We'll have you fit again in no time. And remember, Tom, don't say a thing to anyone about your country or Ragnar or anything. Mother! Mother! It's me! Jack! Sit there. I'll find her. Mother! No warmth, no welcome.
It's no good calling for Meg.
Jenny!
She's not here, nor will be for some time.
She's always here, with a welcome and a kiss.
And what are you here with? More gold? More silver from heaven?
Gold? A hen that lays eggs of gold.
Oh, don't, Jack.
And Tom here.
Say good morrow to Tom. He'll be staying here a while. You're to love him as a brother, as I will.
Tom?
This is Jenny, the girl I'm going to marry.
Maybe.
Good morning, Jenny.
Maybe. What is it?
You take me for granted, just as you do Meg.
Where is she?
She's ill. Huh? I've taken her in to stay with us. No one else would help her.
Why? What's happened?
She had no food.
I left her plenty of gold.
No one will take it. Edgar and Mary went with her to the market at Torksey to buy corn and flour. The market holders thought the gold was stolen. They know how poor we are. They wouldn't accept the money. They thought it was wrongfully gained.
And our neighbours?
They'd rather share the little food they have left than spend a penny of it. Until they know where it's from. They'd have put your mother in the stocks at Torksey if they could. She still wouldn't say.
She doesn't know. Nobody knows but me. I didn't steal it. I didn't. You've got to believe me.
Why? I did once. It was always lies.
The beans. You didn't believe me then. It was the truth.
You've always lied.
But I knew you always believed they were lies. It was a game we played.
A game you played. I didn't play. I just went along with you because I loved you. I was afraid of losing you. The girls!
Oh, they meant nothing.
It hurt.
I see now. And I'm sorry.
How long can I go on living with your games? They do hurt. I'm better if I never see you again.
Jenny!
It's the truth.
I couldn't help it.
No.
Oh, but then, Jenny, there was Gwen.
There, you see?
No, but I mean...
Gwen!
You don't understand. I learned my lesson. Milky, you see? I was paid back for Gwen. I'm different now.
So am I.
Oh, Jenny.
Not so stupid.
Please.
Oh, go to Meg. Or go to Gwen. Or go where you like.
The only gold from heaven we need is rain. Or that which is earned and shared by one with a good heart.
Like my father?
Yes. Like him.
I believe you. In a few days' time, you and all our neighbours can spend your gold, and with pride.
Oh, God spare me your riddles. I'm a sick woman.
Not so sick you won't be dancing a jig come Christmas.
At your wedding first, I hope.
At my wedding.
Oh, Jack, give your mother a kiss. So what's happening in a few days' time that will make me spend my gold with pride? Are you away again?
For the last time.
Is that a promise?
It's a promise.
That was Wessex gold.
Lullaby, baby, bye.
That song.
Dream, sweet dreams.
I once had a harp.
Well, there's a thing.
Last saw your father.
Tell me.
There was a fierce storm that night. Ragnar left, with your father's blessing, to light the warning beacon. He said he had sighted a ship off the coast. He asked to take your father's guards with him, leaving only myself, your mother, and Edmund. Oh, yes, and Frigga, who was in her chamber.
A bean. There are four more on the table.
Your father had been teaching you to count.
Yes.
How many beans is that, Jack?
One in your left hand.
Yes, and one...
in your right hand. Two.
A shutter was banging. Your mother asked me to close it against the storm. I did as she asked me. And to my everlasting regret, I left you alone.
Yes. Another in my left hand?
Three.
And one more in my right hand?
Four.
So, how many do I have, then?
Five.
Think what you're saying, Jack.
I am thinking.
You're not paying attention.
I am.
It's four.
Hush, Meg.
No, it's five.
It isn't.
Father's got one in his mouth.
Ragnar!
He has, Mother. He's teasing.
Hush, Jack.
He's got one in his mouth. Look.
Stay there, Edmund.
You carry an axe in your friend's dining hall, Ragnar?
Uncle Ragnar, Father's hiding a bean in his mouth.
Guards!
Jack, come here.
Well done. Hold Meg and Jack.
No, you can't.
Meg, do as he says.
No. Put me down, let me go.
No, Ragnar, no.
No axe, gain nothing. Flying Ido.
Jack!
You killed my father.
I loved your father.
Envy, Ragnar, is not love.
I loved him.
You lied, wormed your way into his heart.
He liked me.
He pitied you.
No!
You told him you were a penniless. You lied. You begged him for refuge.
I wanted to be like him.
You could never be like Edmund. For you have no heart. You were born without a heart. Go, Jack. Get out. Elfrid.
Why? Frigga, I swear I will kill you for this. And I will eat Jack's heart.
His flesh, his blood, never his soul. No care, no humanity, no knowledge, books you never read. Love. You never practiced. Wisdom you never heeded. Swollen with evil and greed to the giant you are. And I'm no better. I love what you were, Ragnar. Not what you have become.
Unlock the door.
No. If only you could go back. If only you could be as you were.
Show me the way.
There is no way, Ragnar.
I'll kill you.
Then...
Ragnar!
Ragnar! Ragnar!
Jack! Look! What? Look, well.
Go, Jack! Go!
I must avenge my father!
Go! The harp! For Meg!
Snook! What? Snook! Hey, Snook! Look. Be he alive or be he dead, I'll grind Jack's bones to make my bread.
Come on, Jack. Be steadfast. On the beanstalk.
Jack! Jack! Jack!
be brave.
I'm here, Ragnar! Ragnar! I'm here! Here!
I smell you, Jack! I smell you!
The beanstalk! Here, Ragnar! Catch me if you can! Come on, Ragnar!
I smell the blood of Englishmen!
Mother! Jenny, the axe!
What is it?
Don't ask, no time! Get me an axe!
Ah! Whatever did you
just get an axe!
I will! Is the harp still?
Oh, not now, Mother. Take it. He'll be through the clouds in a minute. Can't you hear him?
Who will? What are you talking about?
Look!
I can't see anything.
The axe, Jack.
Out of the way.
You want help, Jack?
Yes, come on.
Hey, but you'll be here.
Jack's back. Yeah. Whatever's going on?
Look! No.
Oh, my God!
Keep going, Alfred. We're nearly there.
A giant! Giant of a man!
A monster!
I'm here!
A murderer!
Edward, quickly help us!
I don't know what you're doing!
If he lives now, he'll kill us all!
We must bring it down quickly, Jack. There's no time!
Come on, Mother. We're nearly through. Jenny, everybody, push!
When I smell the blood of Englishmen!
Again! Keep pushing!
It's time!
Don't stop!
What are you doing out here?
Thinking of the years gone, and your father, and what might have been. Have they buried Ragnar?
Yes. Why would you never tell me about my father?
I promised.
His name even?
And I was afraid for you.
Who did you promise?
Ragnar. On the night he murdered your father. Ragnar let us go, but only on condition that we left Wessex and never told anyone of the events of that night. If we did, he swore that he would send his men to find us and destroy us. He regretted his decision almost immediately and sent his guards after us. Aelfric hid us in the chapel where we stayed until Ragnar abandoned his search. He took everything from the manor that was your father's and then burnt the building to the ground. We travelled here to Mercia and you know the rest. Oh, God mercifully let you forget the first 6 years of your life. I had given Ragnar my word, and I never betrayed him. If anything had happened to you... Promise me, Jack, on your father's name, that you will never leave here again.
I promise.
Solemnly.
I said on my father's name.
And you will care for Jenny.
For my lifetime, as I love her.
Then go to her. A deal is made.
Meg asked me to give you all the giant's belongings. His purse and his chain.
She said most of the things he had about him were your father's. Yours now.
Yes. And yours, Jenny. If you'll still be my wife.
The girl does work, then.
I was yours anyway.
Give us a kiss, Jack. That was lovely.
It always was. The best.
Why are you looking at me like that?
That's how love looks.
Giant's keys were so heavy we could hardly carry them.
Keys?
30 or more of them. Bunches all looped together.
The dungeon keys. I must...
What is it?
Nothing, Jenny. Nothing. A deal is made. Jack? Are you awake, Jack?
Yes.
You haven't said anything about the hen, Tom.
Does it lay golden eggs?
I don't know. The sooner had you gone back up Beanstalk, then your mother, well, like...
What did she do?
She put it in a pan with some carrots and neeps.
You didn't stop her?
No.
You didn't say anything?
You told me not to.
A deal's a deal, eh?
Aye. But, Jack...
Hmm?
Only I've been thinking about prisoners. I'll go back with the keys if you'll show me the way. Is there a way? I'll miss it down here, but now that Giant's dead, well, perhaps life will be like what it was. I'll be with my mum and dad. That's what I want, in my country, with my own folk. And I'll free all the prisoners, eh?
You'll be a hero, Tom.
I know, but is there a way?
The fifth bean. Grow. Please, God, grow.
What about Giant's money?
It's yours, Jack. All the things are yours by right.
No, yours by right. And all the Jacks and all the Jills and all the mothers and fathers who've suffered. You'll build new homes in your country, Tom, and plant out the land, and build schools and churches for everyone. And no one will suffer and no one will go hungry.
Till the next giant comes along, and then it'll start all over again.
You must keep on trying. You must hope. You must ride your horse with a pure heart, Tom, or ride no horse at all. And when the next giant comes, you must recognize him and pay him no heed and not feed him and not let him grow.
I'll be off then.
God be with you.
How will you know, Jack?
I'll know. My love to Elfric. I'll know.
Elfric! Elfric! Take these.
Master Tom!
Oh, at last! Come on. Come on.
Come quickly!
What?
Tom's gone!
Yes.
And the sky! The sky!
The
clouds are so thick and black. If you were up there, surely you could walk on them.
The wind has dropped.
Such silence.
Not a bird, even.
Not a breeze.
Storm clouds.
So dark.
Rain.
Jack?
I only thought you were there.
I am always there, if you listen for me.
You said that you could be all things.
And so I can, Jack.
Then be my father. Let me see my father once, just for a moment.
How many beans is this, Jack?
Two in your left hand.
Yes, and two?
In your right hand.
Four. So, how many do I have then?
Five. Five, father.
Right as a trivet. Two in each hand, Jack.
And one in my mouth. Play, harp. Play. For everyone.
Dreams begin whoever you are, and greet with goodness each new day, and on will all be on my love to bring thee sleep. Now say not nay.
The part of Jack was played by Matthew Morgan, and young Jack by Henry Bryant. Ragnar, Karen Stott, Frigga, Rowena Cooper, Aelfric, Bernard Hepton, Tom, Scott Ransom. Meg, Pat Haywood, Edmund, Terence Edmund, Jenny, Federer Holmes. The Guardian, Gilly Mears, The Old Man, Ken Wynne, Gwen, Cyril Jenkins, Edgar David Bannerman, the harp, Melanie Pappenheim. With Jill Graham, Geraldine Fitzgerald, Philip Anthony, and David Thorpe. Music by Stephen Warbeck. Technical presentation by Richard Beadsmore, Rosamund Mason, and Ian Pratt. The Five Beans was written by John Peacock and directed by Jane Morgan.